Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we seem to be getting into an era where governments are feeling a high degree of panic. All of those tricks and methods and tactics and propaganda that used to work in the 1950s and 1960s don't work any longer. The American people do not trust the government. They do not trust the corporate media. And the government and the corporate media are trying to figure out how can they get that back, and the short answer is you won't. You can spend 100 years earning the trust of the people, and it takes one stupid lie or act of betrayal to destroy it all, and it doesn't come back. Trust arrives on foot, but it departs on horseback. Now, interesting little story here. Lieutenant Colonel Jeffrey Krasinski, he's the man in charge of the U.S. Air Force effort to curb sexual assault in the military, and he's been arrested for sexual assault. Well, there's a man who takes his job seriously. There is a major problem with sexual assault in the military. For those of you who are thinking about enlisting, because there are no other jobs out there, and we're even seeing indications that the Army's method for dealing with the epidemic of sexual assault is to discourage people from reporting it, not to deal with the problem. And I think this gets back to this lieutenant colonel who just got arrested. He's obviously not serious about curbing sexual assault. He just didn't think he was going to get caught here. Now, speaking of sexual assault here, down in Orlando, the Pastor David Lovelace, billed as one of the top 20 Christian televangelist leaders in the U.S., has had to resign from the Discovery Church in Orlando after it came out he'd been having an affair. Been married for 33 years, grabbing a little bit on the side here. He's apparently the third pastor of a major Orlando area church to resign within the past 6 months because they're grabbing a little on the side. I know they call them men of the cloth, but apparently the cloth is lingerie. Anyway, up in Massachusetts, I think we talked about this before, a Massachusetts bishop has had to apologize after he was arrested for drunk driving following a hit and run on Rhode Island. And I get a lot of emails when I talk about the child molestation and these various other things. Why aren't you more forgiving? You know, now, well, here's the situation. These are people who go out and request money from their congregations to tell them about the imaginary playmate in the sky, and they're out there saying there is a moral code you must follow. And yet they themselves seem unable or unwilling to do so. It's a clear double standard. And if they really do represent some kind of a divine, supreme moral authority, why do they themselves not follow it? Does the imaginary playmate not read the resumes of the people who are coming in to represent him? And I know there are good people in the church. We work with a lot of them over here with this Feeding the Hungry program. But there are a lot of con artists and outright sociopaths who hide the very blackest of hearts under the whitest of robes. And we need to sort of keep that in mind. It's just another means of controlling people. It's just another way to unearned riches. And you need to be as skeptical of the clergy as you now are of the politicians and the corporate media, because it's just a different variation on the same theme. Lying to the people to get their money and obedience. We'll be right back.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of balance concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
Fear and hate will rule them, said the demon to the roll. In shackles we will bind them, but to the terror they'll be shown. As mindless slaves they will not think, blind eyes they will not see. They'll jail themselves and call the bars Homeland Security.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Dan is now in our control room, taking care of business there. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Couple of stories here. Of course, the corporate media is all about Jody Arias. We're T-minus 26 minutes and blah, 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 whatever it is they're going to do for that whole situation. Now, Barack Obama, or the Obama administration, which is Barack Obama, let's be honest here, is apparently going to back an FBI plan that would require websites that receive a wiretap order to comply by building surveillance capabilities into their communication services. Fines for these companies that fail to add this capability would start at $25,000 a day. Little thing called the Fourth Amendment that they're ignoring here. The right to be secure in your personal communications, in your privacy, against unreasonable searches and seizures. Of course, the government's attitude is, well, it's all reasonable. You're all terrorists. You all question the Obama administration. You question the laws. You question the legitimacy of private central banking. It's reasonable for us to keep looking at everything that you're doing. And the reality is, anybody who's a real criminal or a real terrorist, if there is such a thing anymore, they're not going to be using the open media. They're not going to be using Facebook to send messages. The only ones using Facebook to send messages are the phony al-Qaedas that are set up to fill the internet full of the messages that the corporate media can say, oh, over at Insight Magazine, they had the plan for the pressure cooker bomb thing that the Boston people had. but it is a complete violation of your constitutional right to privacy. And the government apparently doesn't care. They're not paying attention to the Constitution anymore. We were talking about that internet sales tax bill that passed the United States Senate. It is a violation of Article 1, Section 7 of the Constitution. Measures to raise revenue must originate in the House of Representatives. Now, in Florida last Friday, their legislature passed a bill that would prohibit a homeowner who loses a foreclosure case from recovering the property, even if the bank's actions are later proven to be fraudulent. So that means if the bank takes your home through fraud and you find out it was through fraud, you cannot go back and take your home back from the bank. What is the thinking behind this kind of a law? Well, it's simple. Because of the collapse of the mortgage-backed security fraud, all of these banks and mortgage companies are struggling to remain solvent. That little monthly payment you are making is not enough to keep them in the black. They need the full value of homes on their balance sheet right now. And that was the reason for the foreclosure fraud, to simply take homes away from people under dubious circumstances and get them on the balance sheet so they can technically stay solvent. It's wealth confiscation. It's just like when Roosevelt confiscated all the gold from the American people to save the banks back in 1933. Only this is being done in a way to trick the homeowners into thinking it's their own fault they lost their homes. And the only reason for the Florida legislature to pass such a boneheaded act saying that if your home was taken by the bank through fraud, you cannot sue to recover, is to protect the banks, not the homeowners. Because there seems to be an article of faith within our entire governmental structure that banks and ink and paper tickets are more important than the American people. And fraud is just a reality of America's business mentality. And now we've got the Florida legislature saying, yeah, fraud is okay if they get away with it. It basically underscores the fact we have lost our republic and we are living in a fascist economic dictatorship, because fascism is when financial corporate power and government power are aligned against the general population. That's not my definition. That comes from Benito Mussolini, who said fascism ought to be more properly called corporatism. And this bill from the Florida legislature is exactly along those lines. When the banks take your home through fraud and you find out, you're not allowed to do anything about it, because that bank needs that house on their balance sheet more than you need a place to live in. They just go on down and rent someplace or live under a bridge or something like that. Just get out of our way. We're too busy saving the banks. I think the voters in Florida need to really take a good look at that legislature in the next election and say it may be time for a complete and total house cleaning. And I understand why that filmmaker made this revenge movie, Assault on Wall Street. It's coming out in limited release on Friday. A lot of Americans are feeling that way right now. And a lot of Americans understand that while the government may be complicit in what's going on, the author of all the misery, the author of all the wars, the author of the joblessness and homelessness and hunger and privation in this country goes right to the top of that private central bank issuing the public currency as a loan at interest. It's all about money. Over time, because the debt is always greater than the money supply, Americans are forced to become predatory against each other. Businesses have to cut corners to pay their bills. They have to put out cheap, shoddy, and dangerous products because they need to keep the sales going. And they'll try and duck responsibility for what they're doing. There was an interesting article over in ActivistPost.com. Death by prescription drugs is a growing problem. And you don't need me to tell you that. Just look at any of these glitzy commercials that are on the TV for the latest wonder drug. And that list of disclaimers at the end, only a few years ago, it was just, you know, a couple of quick words about this drug may lead to this. Now that disclaimer of could cause this, could cause that, is now taking up most of the commercial. The predations of the private central bank are turning the American people into predators against each other and the rest of the world. That model of private central banking is destroying the very best of our human nature in exchange for these paper tickets with colored ink all over them. Here's something you may not realize. More U.S. babies die on their first day of life than in 68 other countries. The United States has the highest first-day death rate in the industrialized world. Whether you call it Obamacare or HMOs or Wonder Pharmaceuticals or whatever, for all the money that is being sucked out of our society for this orthodox medical care, we are not a healthier people. In fact, our median lifespan is in decline. The age at which chronic health problems appear is getting younger and younger. Remember what I said before when we were talking about the relationship between crime and police? Police need crime to justify their budgets. The medical industry needs us to be sick, because if we're all healthy, they can't make money off of us. And now we're finding out that the most innocent of all Americans, babies in the first day of life, are dying at a higher rate in the United States than any other nation in the industrialized world. Now, there's a little bit of good news out there. We have been talking about the Diagnostic and Symptoms Manual. Put out by the American Psychiatric Association, and it's basically the book saying if your patient exhibits these symptoms, they have this illness for which there is this medication you should give them. And it's come under criticism in recent years because it's taking ordinary human behavior, the angst that we just go through because of modern life, and redefining them as a mental illness that requires costly treatment. And it's reached a point now where the National Institute for Mental Health is withdrawing support for the use of this manual. And part of the problem, of course, is there are no laboratory tests for psychiatric illnesses as defined in the DSM. It's merely a subjective opinion by the practitioner, who is obviously financially motivated to keep a patient in treatment, in therapy, and to keep shoving prescriptions at them. It's all driven by the money. Talk about money junkie nonsense. Nestle, remember we were talking about the Nestle CEO was out there saying that there is no natural right to a supply of water, that water should be privatized and commercialized for a buck. So now we no longer have a public currency that's a public utility. Now they want the public water to cease being a public utility. And you will pay to some corporation to get you your bottles of water. And now Nestle is trying to patent a natural flower, the fennel flower. This is not a product that Nestle actually developed or created. They simply are trying to find a justification to patent it. So from then on, any products from the fennel flower belong to Nestle rather than the public domain. If they get away with this, it will be a disaster, because all kinds of things that are currently in the public domain will be snatched up and privatized. Anyway, when we come back from this commercial break, a new announcement from Microsoft about Windows 8. They're trying to recover from what is one of the biggest disasters since Vista. We'll be right back.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne. glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendovite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendovite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up anyone. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bomb. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers in New York City.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And, of course, by now the world understands that Microsoft has fallen flat on its face with Windows 8. It was a ludicrous concept to begin with, the idea of a unified interface that would work on your desktop, your tablet, and your smartphone. Those are not identical devices, and obviously you want your desktop to have more capability than your little tiny smartphone. And it was a dumb concept. I couldn't believe when Microsoft went with that. It's turned out to be a complete unmitigated failure. And now Microsoft is pulling a new Coke turnaround. Remember when Coca-Cola changed the formula, went to New Coke, and everybody hated it, and then they came out and said, it's Coke Classic, and they had to backpedal on that. So Microsoft is now announcing a Windows 8 rework. It's going to still be called Windows 8. They're going to call it Windows 8 Plus or Windows 8 Enhanced or whatever. And they're basically going to go back to the standard desktop interface that we all know and love. And a lot of people are asking the question, why are you even bothering? You have an operating system out there that everybody loves called XP. It's been around for a long time. They've managed to get most of the problems out of it. Why are you forcing us to buy a whole new, written from the ground up operating system that is shipped with 4,000 to 5,000 known bugs still in it? Well, because that's the business model, planned obsolescence. You will buy a new computer every 5 years. You will buy a new operating system every 5 years. You will buy updated versions of all of your applications every 5 years because it's all about some money, 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 money. And in a healthy economy, you can get away with that. With planned obsolescence, people have the luxury of a surplus of cash where they can say, yeah, this laptop's 5 years old. I deserve a new laptop, and they'll run out and get it. But that doesn't work in an economy where people are pinching their pennies. And more industry observers are out there saying that Microsoft's smart move right now would be to do what Apple did. Settle on a single operating system and work to improve and enhance it and come up with new products that are going to make people's lives better and not force a complete redo of everything every 5 years. It's one of the reasons why more and more people are leaving the Windows-based systems and they're either going to Linux or to Apple. And it's becoming the point, it's worth it to spend the extra money to get a Macintosh computer and just pay that lump sum once rather than buy a Windows machine and 5 years down the road, oh, you've got to update this and update that. Now, Windows migration just to Windows 7. I mean, after Vista's disaster, people said, we want XP, we're not going to go to Vista. Then they came out with Windows 7, which I helped a friend on a neighbor island put together a Windows 7-based system, and I didn't see anything at all to recommend it over XP. It was just a repackaging and new graphics to say, see, it's brand new. Aren't you glad that you spent $400 for this? Now, over in Japan, there are governments, agencies, that have made the decision they're going to stay with XP. And because official XP support from Microsoft is scheduled to stop next year, you will no longer get those security updates to keep the Viagra ads and the Israelis off of your computers. They're just going to solve the problem by disconnecting their network from the outside world. It'll be a completely standalone, insulated network running on XP, stable, nothing gets updated, nothing new gets put on, and it does the work it's supposed to do. And that seems like a really good solution. And we've reached this point in this country where corporate management isn't listening to the customers any longer. They're simply going with whatever they think is going to generate the maximum sales and maximum profit next year, and they're starting to stumble on these things. Windows 8 is a disaster by any reasonable definition. And, you know, the giveaway are the commercials. Have you seen the commercials for the tablet, I forget what it's actually called, what its trade name is, and they're very wonderfully produced, and they've got all these kids dancing and all in choreography, and they're just slapping these machines around and spinning them on their fingers and snapping the little keyboard on and off all to the beat of this really rock music, and they don't actually show you anything about the machine itself. They're marketing it as a fashion accessory. You are not hip and trendy unless you have one of these things. And when you're talking about a piece of electronic equipment that's supposed to do work for you, and the commercials don't even look at that, that should be a red warning sign. When they're selling a computer as a fashion accessory, that's a warning sign. They're shoving something at you that's a piece of crud. Speaking of crud, a lot of people have been very, very critical about Facebook, especially following its IPO, which was fraught with fraud and insider manipulation and money making. Apparently, Facebook has lost 10 million U.S. users over this last year. People are starting to tune out. They're getting tired of the very blatant, overt attempts to extract money from them. They're tired of the ads. They're certainly very concerned about the fact that the U.S. government is trolling Facebook, looking for things that you ought not to be doing. And people are starting to say, you know something, I'm going to go back to the real world and I'm going to talk to the people who live next door and down the street and to heck with this Facebook thing. So Facebook's user base is starting to shrink rapidly. Going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Politicians and preachers once sometimes told the truth. We didn't throw war's first stone and sacrifice our finest youth. With no video games or cell phones, a house felt like a home. Children fought and played together and stick up on a computer alone. Big MacDonald had a farm, then he opened a burger joint. We've drowned in fat ever since.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And, of course, 4:30 Eastern Time has come and gone. They still haven't read the Jody Arias verdict. They're building the suspense. They're running it like it's a drama. They're trying to build the suspense and get everybody just, what are they going to say? I really don't care. I'm going to make a prediction because the verdict came in so fast. They're going to say not guilty. They're going to let her go. She's going to get a movie deal with Oprah Winfrey, and we'll never be rid of this here. Now, as Ryan Dawson was mentioning earlier, CNN got caught in a huge embarrassment when they were doing some of the coverage about the kidnapping of those girls up in Ohio, and they did a split screen between Nancy Grace and I'm missing the name on the other person here. Ashley Banfield. And they had them split screen, and they built it as a satellite link between these two people. very careful observers looking in the background saw the exact same cars driving by. It turned out CNN just had both these people in the same parking lot, and rather than just have them face-to-face on a single camera, they set up this whole fraud about a satellite link and show off how great our technology is, and it was just, it was a complete fraud. And it's just a reminder, the corporate media is going to lie about things even when there isn't a real reason to lie. It's just force of habit. It's amazing. Now, as I was also mentioning to Ryan Dawson, CNBC's viewership has plunged to an eight-year low. Now, of course, CNBC is geared toward business and financial news. But as more and more Americans get out of the investment market and more Americans become aware that the financial media is no more honest than all of the other media and is there to support the various pump and dumps, they're starting to turn away from that. And one of the callers was referring to us as the free media. I think I like that better than independent media. We're the free media versus the corporate media. I'm going to start using that term. Now, a story out of freethoughtblog.com, Rush Limbaugh's network, the EIB network, has lost millions of dollars this past quarter. And he's in serious decline. A lot of his major stations have stopped carrying his show. His advertisers are leaving because of his declining audience numbers, and especially in response to his rants against Sandra Fluke. I mean, that was a turnoff to everybody. If I'd still been listening to his show, I probably would have quit at that point. And apparently Rush Limbaugh is out there saying that the problem are these media buyers who are young women fresh out of college and liberal feminists who hate conservatism. That's the reason that they're not getting the ad clients anymore. So Rush Limbaugh is not going to, maybe he's still on his meds or something. Maybe pills is still doped up on whatever it was he was doped up on. But he's not willing to look at the fact that maybe his message is now out of sync with America. Oh, no, it's these young women out of college and the liberal feminists, and it's a plot to get me off the air and so forth and so on. I'll tell you something about people who work in advertising. Yes, they have political opinions. They really do. But the bottom line is reaching the maximum audience on a show that people are listening to get the message out there. Reach and repetition. And it's all about the final advertising client being happy with the sales that are being generated. And everything else is subordinate to that. And the fact is that Rush, again, he really hasn't changed his message all that much. And people are beginning to desensitize and tune out from it. And when he finally goes out of business, I want that golden microphone because this headset itches. Now, getting into this idea of constant total surveillance of you, probably you all remember the movie Minority Report. And this idea that people walking through the shopping mall, their eyes were being scanned and targeted advertising was being directed at them. You know, hi, Mr. Chang, did you enjoy the whatever it was they bought the last time? Which at one point when the Tom Cruise character has swapped eyes with somebody else, it's a little bit of humor that the advertising is completely inappropriate for him. Well, we're not too far away from that. And not by the eyes, but Nordstrom is starting to use a system that will scan your cell phones as you walk through the store to see where you are going and what you are looking at. Now, they insist they're not getting the identity of the cell phone owner. They are merely trying to use the cell phones to establish the traffic patterns because stores are very carefully laid out so that people in the stores will be driven past what are called the impulse buys. You'll usually see these things clustered around the escalators and the elevators, things that people may not have gone to the store to buy, but they'll look at and say, oh, that would be cool. I want that. That's the impulse buy. But it does show how much all of this smartphone technology is being used against us. Because a lot of the layout of the store and its decor is designed by psychologists to stimulate us to spend more money than we otherwise might not want to do. Even the music in the store is designed to put us in a mental state where we are more susceptible to sales pitches. There's a lot of Skinner box technology in the design of a modern shopping mall and department store. And now they're going to start using the smartphone. And I'm sure while Nordstrom probably now is not using a system that extracts our identity, that's obviously going to happen somewhere down the road. And we've already seen proposals for kiosk ads, even down here in Honolulu, where your identity is scanned from your phone and targeted advertisements are put up as you walk down the street, which is going to be a real embarrassment for anybody who's used their smartphone to access adult entertainment sites. As you walk down Waikiki Boulevard and all the little LED screens next to you are showing naked women, it's going to be a little bit of a public embarrassment, I think. But we seem to have lost, not only has the government lost all respect for your privacy, but corporate America seems to feel it's not an issue. That they have a right to look into what you're buying and what you're reading about on the internet in order to send you targeted advertisements, and they think it's just part of the business. Now, because I run this website and do this radio show, I look at a lot of things that normally would not attract my attention. Tannerite. Because of the story about that, I went over and I browsed their website. Well, probably by now, the Department of Homeland Security has a message that Michael Rivero on Oahu is looking at this explosive material on the Tannerite website. And yes, I did, but I don't have any intention of getting any, let alone using it to blow anything up. I was researching it for the story that we ran on whatreallyhappened.com about this particular material. And so it's not a reliable system for gathering intelligence, but I'm sure the department stores don't care about that. They just want general trends. What are you looking at? How much cookware do you look at? And so forth. Now then, we're talking about how death by prescription medicine is on the rise here in the United States of America. Apparently there's a bit of a scandal regarding the Glaxo flu vaccines, because over in the European Union, there is a considerable body of evidence that children who received Glaxo's vaccine during swine flu pandemic were 14 times more likely to develop narcolepsy than children who did not get the vaccine. But the FDA is still moving ahead for approval here in the United States. We've got a caller on the line. You've been waiting for a while. Mike in Chicago, aloha. Welcome to the show. Thank you for waiting. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael. Yeah, I was just mesmerized all day at the action on the Dow Industrial Average going to 15,100 right towards the end of the day. It's just for every point that Dow goes up, how many billions of dollars are we further into debt is what I'd like to know, with this, on top of this $85 billion that's never going to stop. It has nothing to do with employment. I mean, employment is a matter of who gave up looking. And then this Obamacare is going to throw another rock into the machine, because corporations are not going to pay any of those fines. They're just going to work. They're just going to get rid of everybody and hire everybody 30 hours a week. So we're going to
Already seen that. We've already seen that here. Even at our local restaurants, the people who used to be full-time employees are all gone. They've all been let go. And there are all these temp part-timers there. And of course, the quality of service and the quality of the food have gone down. And it's just another way of crushing down the entire society and country to make a fast buck for the insurance companies. It was not a well thought out policy. It was written by the insurance companies to make money, and nobody was thinking, what are the long term effects in the wider society going to be? Nobody's maintaining that overview. Now, regarding the stock market, the problem with the soaring Dow is that even though this market churning and buying huge blocks are driving up the stock prices, it is not taking the underlying value of the stocks with it. The stock market is hideously overvalued because of all this plunge protection team and high-frequency trading games. And an overvalued market is a disaster waiting to happen. We saw the same thing in 1929. In August of that year, the stock market set a record, and all the financial pundits were saying, we've reached a permanent high plateau of the stock market. Happy days are here again. And then, of course, October, you know, was the pail of cold water in the face. And the problem with an overvalued market is the instant there is a massive sell-off, and there will be sooner or later when they can't keep pumping all this instantly created money in there, When there's a massive sell-off, only the first people to get out will get their money. Because then the stock market will fall down to the level where the underlying value of the stock will finally support the price. And all those people who are looking at their very impressive numbers on their stockbroker's report, that's all they're going to be left with. A very impressive looking number on a stockbroker report of how much they dreamed they were worth, but really weren't. The fact is, in an overvalued market, let me finish this thought. The fact is, in a market that's heavily overvalued, everybody can't get their money out. And that's the reality. A lot of people think they have a fortune invested in the stock market. They'll never get it back.
Right. Is this true that because the multinationals and the regular, corporations that can borrow money from JP and all the other mega banks that get free money, essentially, could they just turn around and not loan money? Don't hire anybody and just buy back their own stocks with the money and then support their dividend holders? Michael, can you comment on that?
Yeah, they could very easily do that. And we know that going all the way back to TARP in 2008, when the American people were being looted to recapitalize the banks, we were told that we were going to have to recapitalize the banks so the banks could start loaning back to the American people again, and it didn't happen. And it was an absurd idea. The idea we're going to take $1 trillion from the American people and give it to the banks so the banks can loan it back to the American people at interest. Sweet deal for the banks, not so good for the American people. But it turned out most of these bankers took the money, wrote themselves huge, huge bonuses, put the money in their own pocket, and said, well, you know, the American people, they're without work and they're without credit. We can't go on lending to them the way that we were during the mortgage-backed security run-up. And so they basically took all this instantly, you know, this money that was taken from the American people, they put most of it in their own pockets. And because of all this ground zero lending rates, you know, it's not creating new jobs. What it's doing, it's allowing these businesses to invest cheaply in capital improvements, new offices, new facilities. They get brand new furniture in their office and everything at virtually no cost, but they're not generating jobs. And again, Obamacare is a major reason they're not creating new jobs, because it's huge costs involved in hiring somebody now.
Right. They always look for the bubble in order to manipulate and screw the little guy, like they did with the mortgage-backed securities. And now, we have nothing to do with this bubble on the street. There's no way. And we can't get loans. But I got one more question. Somebody asked me, well, what are you going to do with your Silver Eagle and your silver maple leaf ounce coin? Who's going to buy that from you? I mean, if you need the money. And I said, well, I understand that there is a market that's out there, and the price has come down very significantly, and it's actually hard to get Silver Eagles right now because of that. And so I believe, yes, there's a market out there. Somebody was asking me, but can you comment on that, Mike?
Well, part of the reason we're being told that silver and gold are dropping in price has to do with the fact that the price of physical and the price of those paper futures commodities contracts are blended together. And it is these paper contracts that are being oversold, and they can't make good on them. That's what's taking these the London gold and silver fix down. And during the real crush down a week or so ago, we began to see a major split open up between the physical prices and the paper prices. Gold and silver dealers were paying premiums to buy silver and gold physical, and they were certainly charging a premium to sell physical gold and silver. And you need to start treating them separately, even though the financial institution wants to blur them together, because if physical gold and silver were to break free and find its own price in the market, this whole game of trying to keep people in the stock market and money in the savings account would immediately implode. And that's why they're doing everything they can to keep these gold and silver prices down. It will go up eventually. Forget about day-to-day fluctuations. Look at the price, rather the value of silver and gold over the last few decades, and you will see it really is a sure investment, especially when you have a private central bank that is continuing to inflate the value out of the paper currency.
Exactly. Yes, I definitely, it's a preservation of labor capital, whatever you want to call it, wealth. Your wealth It is. And people that are 30 years old, especially 20, should keep this in mind. Older people like yourself, Mike, I'm just kidding. You're just speaking the truth right now.
That's what I do. That's why I make the little bucks.
Have a good day. Thank you for taking my call.
All right, you got it there. All righty. Well, apparently the verdict in Jody Arias is in. She's guilty, 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 guilty. So I'm not going to cover that story any longer. It doesn't affect my life. It doesn't affect your life. We need to look at the things that really do affect your life, because that is the news. News is what affects your life. Everything else is fluff, advertising, and distraction. Now, over at Whole Foods, as the debate about GMO continues to rage, the CEO made a very kind of humorous observation, pointing out that Syria, ooh, those bad Syrians with their chemical weapons, they have laws regulating GMO products and mandatory labeling. Even Syria has it. U.S. doesn't. War for Monsanto? Maybe up next. We'll be right back.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
The free and independent states of America were born July 4, 1776. The 56 delegates signed the Declaration of Independence. Congress ordered it engrossed, sent to the several assemblies, conventions, committees, councils of safety, and several commanding officers of the Continental Army. After the war, several nations traded with the free United States of America. Any agency, officer, or employee acting as if the declaration were void or obsolete is without the right and the consent. They place themselves as an equal to the Creator and are warring with Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution and with the people. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury, customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff, and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
D-Roy lives in a cardboard box down by the Mission Bell, where saints refuse to go. And the sinners wish him well. Forced to carry his own cross while we drive nails in his coffin. You might say it is routine. It happens far too often. A decorated soldier, veteran of the war. Who would have thought that he would be among the sick and poor? richer man wags his head while the rich man turns away. His mother looks on weeping, teardrops of blood are falling.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And, of course, the corporate media is still going on about Jodi Arias is guilty of first-degree murder. If I were her attorney, and if she were on antidepressants, I would make a big stink about that during the penalty phase, because otherwise they're going to fry her. Now then, remember when ExxonMobil had that oil spill back in March in Mayflower, Arkansas, and they had a no-fly zone because they didn't want those embarrassing pictures to get out there? Apparently, they've had another pipeline rupture up there in Missouri, in Ripley County, 200 miles north of Mayflower. So they're just leaks are springing out all over. And, of course, they're trying to sell that whole Keystone pipeline, and they got all these oil ruptures. That's something we're not seeing on the corporate media, this second pipeline rupture there. Did you read about where Mitt Romney, when he was giving a speech to graduating students, and his advice to them was, get married in your 20s and start having a quiver full of children. Have babies, lots of babies. I'm sorry, Mitt, in this economy, that's not really very good advice right now. I guess he just, you know, breed us more soldiers, more workers, that's your job, get out there. Somebody just sent me this link to a story. Apparently, we were talking about the sexual assault in the military and warning our young people that, yeah, it's happening a lot. Apparently, the Air Force actually put out a brochure recommending to young girls that their best course of action if they are sexually assaulted is to submit and just go along with it. Amazing, amazing stuff here. All righty, little email scam you need to be aware of. Apparently, there's emails are going out that appear to be from PayPal or eBay, and you're being sent a notice that looks like a receipt from PayPal or eBay that you paid something like $200 for something, and then, of course, they give you a link to go in and get the details of the transaction. And people say, wait a minute, I didn't spend $189 on this fur sink or this electric dog polisher. And they click the link, and boom, you're infected with malware, and they're getting all of your Social Security numbers. And again, we have a government that does absolutely nothing about computer crime, because computer crime stimulates the economy. You will be encouraged to go out and buy computer security software and malware thing and all this other stuff. And as long as you're spending money on completely useless nonsense, we'll be happy because those companies selling you all that useless nonsense are paying taxes. There's a difference between stimulating the economy and advancing and growing your society. And when you reach a stage where everybody is working as hard as they can just to stay where they are, that's a nation that has already died and is looking for a place to fall down. All right, we have more about computer stuff. We'll take it into tomorrow. There's the music. Got to head on out of here and get some errands taken care of. I have to go buy a birthday present for my wife. And so we'll be back here tomorrow on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Until then, stay safe. Stay well. Please make a point of reaching out to those of your fellow Americans who are starting to ask the important questions. Gently lead them to Republic Broadcasting and WhatReallyHappened.com, where they can learn the answers. They are out there. They are turning away from the corporate media. We need to invite them to the free media. Thank you, and aloha, America.